节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。Summer, 你说是不是因为夏天快要来了啊？我感觉我身边好多朋友都开始健身了。The body showcasing season is coming.
哎，是的，而且呢，前段时间一直霸占这个热搜榜的，不就是贾玲减掉100斤啊？我感觉也给大家狠狠地打了一波鸡血。
没错。
But, you know, it's a good thing. I mean, people are getting more health conscious.
对，就是一年能减掉100斤，真的太厉害了、
啊。是的。
不过呢，我最近还看到个更厉害的，而且也很魔幻啊，就印度一个男生在18个月里面减到了216斤，而且他的身份呢还是亚洲首富之子
啊，就是那个阿南特·安巴尼，对吧
？Right,
Anant. And it's got quite a story. 不过有个问题啊，为什么又魔幻呢？
因为他瘦了200斤之后又胖了回来，几年里呢又重了200斤。So it's like what everybody else said.He's having a yo-yo transformation.
哇，这个表达真的很扎心啊，不过很贴切啊。Yo-yo transformation. Yo-yo, 就是我们平常玩那个悠悠球啊、
right.
甩下来又能自己升起来，来回摇摆。所以呢，这里是说他的体重和这个悠悠球一样，来回摇摆了。
Right. So in today's show, let's talk about some inside information about this billionaire's yo-yo transformation and learn some useful expressions.
Sure.
So, Indian billionaire Anant Ambani celebrated his upcoming marriage in an extravagant multi-million dollar bash over the weekend. But it wasn't just the A-list guest list or lavish entertainment that had people talking. Mm-hmm.阿南特啊，最近就成为了热议的话题。
是的，
其实呢，是因为他和另外一位亿万富翁的女儿结婚的这个世纪婚礼啊。Yeah. Bash 这个词就表示盛大的聚会 ，a large party or celebration，an extravagant multi-million dollar bash。这还只是一个婚前派对哦，就花费了数百万。
对，那大家看看这个派对到底有多豪啊，全是一些 A-list guest， 都是大牌一线明星啊。
Right.
The incredibly lavish pre-wedding celebrations that have taken place over the past few days have seen the likes of Rihanna, Ivanka Trump, and Mark Zuckerberg all in attendance. 像雷哈娜啊，特朗普的女儿，还有扎克伯格啊，全都来了。
比尔盖茨也去了啊。
哦，对。
就整个乐坛千万粉丝都抬不出的这个美妆富婆啊
，right，
在超能力之下呢，都到了这个派对现场。
Yeah.
So the party has thrust Anand into a global spotlight.Turning him into a star almost overnight.
是的，不过围绕这个阿南特的话题呢，还是绕不过啊，就是他这些年的体重变化了。
Yeah.
Anand had earned attention for a very different topic. He struggled with weight loss and gain. Weight 就表示体重啊，这个 weight loss 就是减肥，但是吧，又回弹这个增肥了，就是 gain weight.
对，他之前轰动的这个减肥成就其实是在十年前啊。About a decade ago, he first embarked on a weight loss regimen, which ultimately saw him shedding over 238 pounds.
是的，所以当时大家就开玩笑说啊，半个首富之子就这么没了。这里减掉这么多斤，这个动词呢很值得学习啊，就是这个 shed, S-H-E-D, shed, 做动词就表示去除摆脱 to get rid of something that is no longer wanted, 而且经常是用在这个外刊里，比如说快速减肥的方法就是 a quick way to shed unwanted pounds.
And he maintained his transformation for years.Before ultimately setting tons wagging in 2020 when he began showing off a fuller frame. 就是保持了几年之后吧，在2020年的时候呢，就这个身材又圆润起来了。
是的，那他这个体重变化还是让大家热议啊。这就一个很实用的表达 ,set tons wagging. 这个 tongue 就是你的舌头,wag 就是摇动摆动、
right.
所以让大家的这个舌头啊都叭叭叭叭说个不停也就是引发了热议、
exactly.
to cause people to start talking about somebody's private affairs.
那这几个表达刚刚我们说在外刊里面很常见嘛，所以呢真的也就平常非常推荐大家啊，可以多去读一读权威外媒的文章，比如说像纽约时报啊， 经济学人、大西洋月刊等等等等都是非常好的阅读素材。
对，大家可以通过这些外刊文章来了解世界资讯，提高英文水平。不过啊，如果你想要更加细致的学习其中的英文表达，还是要有专业老师的带领。
嗯，每周一到每周五早上七点呢，我都会直播带大家一起阅读外刊。那已经有超过20,000同学加入我们的学习了，就等你的加入啦。
是的，这些课程还都是免费的，大家微信搜索早安英文公众号就可以预约直播啦。OK, 那我们之前这个阿南特他减肥呢，就是花了重金请教练啊。
对。
之前不健康的这种体重也是因为生活习惯的问题嘛。According to his trainer, Annette's biggest hindrance to not losing weight was his lack of exercise and his poor eating habits. 他不运动又乱吃啊，这些都是他的 hindrance, 阻碍啊，这个意思。
对，就是减肥我们要干嘛？管住嘴，迈开腿嘛。那减肥那段时间呢，阿南特就严格地控制了饮食。Annette focused on consuming nutrient-dense foods, such as fruits and vegetables, and steered clear of sugar.
哎，对，这个 steer clear of也很好用啊，意思就是完全的避开回避 to avoid something because it may cause problems. 这也就是说要控糖 to steer clear of sugar.
Right. 其实之前阿南特呢是有哮喘的 asthma. So his chronic asthma has prevented him from losing weight in the past. 但是还是成功瘦下来了，不过呢在疫情期间又胖了回来。
Yeah. And then reportedly gained the weight back after being in lockdown during the coronavirus pandemic and ended up retreating from the spotlight as a result. 那这里的体重反弹表达也很简单啊，就是 gain the weight back. 不过也能看出来这个 pandemic 还有这个 lockdown 啊，危害有多大。
对，
像首富之子他都只能靠吃来撑过去了。
不过也有其他的推测啊，主要呢还是因为他的哮喘，而且因为生病还得打这个类固醇。Many people speculated his weight gains was a result of his asthma medication, with reports he was taking steroids.
Yeah, like in a 2017 interview, his mother explained that Annette would put on a lot of steroids to manage his severe asthma, adding that he also suffers from obesity. 就是他一家呢都没有这种 obesity 的基因啊，所以他的超重啊其实很大可能就是因为身体的疾病问题了。So his weight gain wasn't because he was lazy or started eating poorly all of a sudden.
不过他体重变化这些年呢，女朋友啊一直是陪在他身边的。400斤到200斤，现在又到400斤啊。现在修成正果呢，也要举办世纪婚礼了。
是的，不过就算他400斤，但是人家有8000亿啊。所以他的体重也就是啊 set tongues wagging, 大家也就看一热闹。对于我们自己来说呢，就是平常是多运动，然后吃健康一点，自己的身体健康最重要。
Exactly.
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。